Hey, welcome back to the Camera Shack Podcast. This is episode 9. I'm your host, Logan. And today, I thought we would briefly talk about an event I went to a couple weeks ago, quite a few weeks ago at this point, the Southern Indiana Renaissance Festival. Now, this is a Renaissance Festival. It's right near Louisville. It's probably about 30 minutes, by the guess, 45 minutes, outside of Louisville towards Indiana. It's actually pretty close relative to the Kentucky Renaissance Festival. Like, I feel like if you went to Louisville, if you start in Louisville, both places are about 45 minutes. Just one is 45 minutes into Kentucky and one is 45 minutes into Indiana. It's not really... it wasn't really that big of a festival, if I had to guess. So basically, the festival only has like a main building, and then a like small forest behind it. Then, so the building itself is like a giant, I don't want to say castle. It's not really a keep. It's basically four walls. But very big, very tall, like concrete walls. And then inside of the four walls is basically, it looks almost like a mining pit, if you imagine that. So it goes, like it slopes inwards, probably 20 feet, if I had to guess. Like 20 feet forward, 20 feet down, kind of a slope. And then the base is just flat then. And they have like a whole bunch of little shops and stuff like that inside of it. So, you know, you'll roll up, you park, and then, yeah, you basically just walk alongside the castle to the back of it, which is actually where the gate is, the front of it. And yeah, that's basically the whole festival. That the castle thing, and then like a little woods, and there's a few. They weren't vendors. They were more cast, I guess. Like they had like some tents set up by you know, a few people playing as Vikings. They had a tent for hawks, for instance. And so it's primarily, you know, that kind of stuff for people to kind of role play. And then on the other side of the castle, not the front, I don't know, it's not really the front side. The side, so there's the side that faces the road. The opposite side, I would say is the front side because it has the entrance. Right, the left side then, the actual side of it, that's the side you walk along to get to the back area. The right side, hopefully we're on the same page now, is where the jousting area is. So it's not inside the castle, it's outside on the right side. And I didn't really look at that too much. They only had one joust when I was there, but it's not, there's definitely not that I saw, there was not like a jousting arena. It was basically kind of propped up, so to speak. Kind of a jousting arena. It was a cool little affair. I wouldn't go more than probably once every other year, every other 2 years, personally, just because it's like a 3-hour drive. It's not really worth the 3-hour drive. It's a cool destination. It feels like 30 minutes. Well, you know, if I lived like in Louisville, yeah, I'd probably go, you know, 2 or 3 times a year. But, you know, it's definitely not worth driving three plus hours down there for that. While I was there, I did take quite a few photos with my Canon camera. But funny enough, I haven't actually edited any of the photos. I definitely need to edit those pretty soon. But I have... I did also shoot some like B-roll clips, like little short 5-second clips, in between the video or in between the photos, and I did edit a video from that, which is on my YouTube channel. And that video actually turned out pretty well. It's not really the greatest video, but for what it is, I think it really gives a good representation of, you know, what you kind of see at the fair, what the experience is kind of like. Because it's definitely not very big. So, yeah, that was my experience going to the fair.
If you haven't already, check me out on Instagram at TheLoganR. I would really appreciate it if you could check out some of the photos, maybe like a few, and give me a follow. It would really mean a lot. Now back to the episode.
So I just wanted to briefly talk about some upcoming events I'm planning on going to. So let's see. So tomorrow, I'm going to be going to a Water Lantern Festival. It's going to be very interesting. I've never been in something like it that I can remember. It's basically you go to this place down in Cincinnati, and it has like a lake in the evening, and you basically build a little lantern that has like a little candle that goes into it, and then you decorate the lantern, and then you go, and everyone like basically almost all at once goes and sets their lantern on the lake, and it basically like floats out onto the lake, and supposedly it makes this really cool looking experience. I have no idea what it's gonna be actually look like, but I'm hoping it looks pretty cool. It's definitely something unique. I did check, and they do claim that after the event, they make sure to collect all the lanterns from the lake. I'm always, you know, ever since, you know, the great Cleveland balloon incident, I'm always paranoid about these kind of like events. That's why I'm not really all about like the lantern in the sky kind of events, you know, because I don't know how they kind of collect those. I'm always worried that creates a lot of environmental pollution, you know. I haven't investigated how those work though, so maybe they somehow are able to easily collect them. But that's what I'm going to go to tomorrow. Take photos at it. I'm a little worried because it supposedly will be pretty dark, and my lens for my camera, I have two lenses, but they're both f2.8, and I'm worried that that's not going to be open enough. I'm going to get a lot of noise. So, you know, let's say that I wanted to shoot at 12,000 ISO. That's pretty high, and that's usually about 12,000 is what I usually have to set to when it kind of gets really kind of dark. And if at f2.8, and to get it even brighter, sometimes, you know, you gotta go to like 24,000 ISO, which is pretty high. There's quite a bit of noise in that image. I don't really like going. I think 8,000 has a little bit too much noise in it for me, but it's like passable. But I think anything past 8,000 is too much. The image starts to really kind of start falling apart. So we'll see. If I had thought about it, I don't know why I don't really ever think about lens rentals, but if I thought about it, I would totally rent a 85mm f1.2 lens from Lens Rentals, and I think that would have looked wonderful. It would have done really well, and that would have given me, I think, like 2.5 stops of light, so I could have shot like, I think it was like 3,000 ISO, so 3,200 ISO. So instead of shooting at 12,000 ISO, I'd be shooting at 3,200 ISO, but I'd be wide open at f1.2, and I'm not really sure how good that's gonna look. Like, everything may not be very well in focus because the depth of field is gonna be so razor thin.
I don't know. I haven't really played around with anything below F2, so. Next week, then, I'm going to go to a space festival. It's like a, I guess there's like a little space center up north, about an hour in Winnipeg, I believe it's called. Winnipeg. There's some like John F. Kennedy or something space center up there or something. Not space center. It's like a little museum. And I guess they do a, they do like a little space festival. So they have like different space stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just kind of freeballing it. I'm just going to go up and just see what happens. Maybe take some, hopefully take some photos. You know, I could show up and there's like 20 people there. Probably not taking photos. But if I show up and there's like, I don't know, 200 or 300 people, could be interesting. I think also this month is the Dayton Garlic Fest, if I'm not mistaken. At least like July 24th, something like that. I have no idea what this event will be. It's at a high school parking lot, so you know it's gonna be good. I don't know, it just seemed like something insane, so I'm gonna go to that. Maybe once again take some, if there's 10 people, not gonna take any photos, but if you know you show up and I maybe there is way more garlic lovers in the Dayton area than I'm aware of, and if that's the case, then it's gonna make for a really interesting event. But considering that I had never heard of it until I accidentally stumbled upon it, I don't think it's going to really get that great of attendance. Who knows? Then at the end of the month for July is the Dayton Celtic Fest or Celtic Fest, depending on how you're wanting to say it. I'm just going to go with Celtic. So I'm going to go with Celtic this time around, just to keep it interesting. And so that is at the end of July. I'm definitely going to go there probably Saturday and take photos. Then Sunday, I may go Sunday, or alternatively, I may go to the air show. They're going to do an air show at the Dayton Air Show, aptly named. And I might go to it. I went to it last year. And so I'm really just kind of worried that I'm going to end up with basically the exact same photos. You know, because it's how many photos can you take of a, you know, an F-22 flying with a blue, you know, a blue sky background. So, I don't know. I may just do 2 days at the Dayton Celtic Fest. But you know, I may go to the Dayton Celtic Fest and take every photo that I could possibly want to take. You know, and I'm like, well, I don't really want to take any more photos here. So, I don't know. So, that's kind of my schedule for July. I think there's also a Dayton Blues Fest. But I don't think I'm going to go to that. I think I'm going to go to a different event instead. That's at Caesars Creek. I haven't decided yet on that one. I'll have to really check in on my calendar and that specific event and see which one I kind of want to go to. And there's not really too much I have booked in for August yet, but I'll keep you guys updated. So probably more at the start of August, I'll let you guys know how things are actually kind of looking. So one other thing I wanted to talk about was Walgreens Metal Prints. So you can actually go to Walgreens and print things off. And one of the things you can print off are metal prints. So they basically take like a sheet of very thin, I guess, aluminum, if I had to guess. And they print basically just ink print on the aluminum. And so when you actually get it back and you look at it, you know, it's basically like a reflective surface and it looks really cool. Now it looks really cool. It has a problem. Very expensive. It's like $60. So what I've learned though, actually, is that they have big discounts
all the time for the Moho Prince. Like, the Moho Prince being 60% off happens, like, all the time. So, I actually ordered, like, four or five for, like, I think, like, 10 or 15 bucks each, which really isn't too bad of a deal for what they are. The prints themselves, like, the product, not that great. Definitely not worth $60. They have, like, no protection on the surface at all whatsoever. So, if you, like, take your nail and just, like, press it very lightly to the print, it's going to leave a mark, for instance. You know, if you try to take a tissue and just, like, wipe, like, you know, let's say, like, a fleck of dust. Because I have this has happened. Like, a fleck of dust, like, lands ever so slightly on your print. That dust is basically stuck on that print forever. Like, there's basically no way to grab it and pull it off. Because anything you try, like, is going to mess. Like, you can't blow. If you try to blow it, it won't move anywhere. And you can't take, like, a tissue and try to wipe it off, because the tissue will literally leave, like, tiny scratches in the print itself. So if you, like, look at it in, like, a reflective manner, you'll see, like, a tons of scratches on the surface. So yeah, there's basically, like, no protection under the surface, so it gets damaged, like, incredibly easy. I did discover a small hack, which was basically, if you just get, like, a 11 by 14 picture frame or matted, like, so it's matted to 11 by 14, you can just stick the print, like, in that frame, and it's, like, perfect, like, perfectly fits, so it has, like a tiny bit of room along the edge, so it, like, stays in place. And I mean, it looks great. It's perfectly protected, and then it looks great. It's actually, like, a really cool way of doing it. So, yeah, basically, I guess that's kind of that. My biggest struggle has actually been just getting photos correctly cropped to that 11 by 14 aspect ratio. It's actually really difficult, because a lot of photos, maybe it's just the way I take them, you know, they don't crop to that ratio very well. You know, it's like you try to do it and, like, the top and bottom of the subject are cut off, you know, or the left and right sides cut off. Like it's, I think that I just don't really leave enough space in the top or bottom, or the subject is so wide that when you make it wide enough fit your subject, now you either can't make it wide enough to get the top and the bottom, or if you can, it doesn't look good because now you have tons and tons of negative space on the left and right side of the object. So that's my biggest problem with actually getting a nice print, is a lot of my photos just don't really work well with 11 by 14. So, but yeah, I mean, if you guys, you know, ever get, you know, see the sale going on, you should totally at least just print one thing. You know, if you can get it for, like, $10, you know, $13, just print, like, a photo and just, you know, see it in action, because it is super cool. What I need to do is find a retailer that can print metal prints pretty cheap, you know, like $10-$20, but they're not crazy. The quality is a lot better. How about that? The quality is a lot better. You know, so it's not super easy to, like, mess it up, for instance. You know, I don't have to worry about framing it. I know, like, display exists, but I've heard a lot of, like, kind of negative things, I guess, about display. Like, I guess, like, the biggest thing I've seen is they'll fall off the wall. Like, the magnetic strips that hold it onto the wall aren't strong enough sometimes to actually hold the picture up. So it's like it slowly, over a long time, just starts to fall and then falls off. But I think their actual quality itself, like the print quality, is pretty good. But
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, please consider sharing it with your friends. I'd really like to try and grow the podcast a lot more. If you haven't already, check me out on Instagram at TheLoganR. And until next time, thanks.